Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first meditation. Today we celebrate the birth of Mary, the Mother of God and our spiritual mother. This feast falls on September 8th, exactly 9 months after her Immaculate Conception, on December 8th. Now, on birthdays, we give gifts to those we love to show them how much they mean to us. What gift could we possibly bring to Mary on her birthday? All mothers desire the same thing, to be with their children. So I think the greatest gift we can give her is ourselves, our hearts, our lives, our daily trust. To consecrate ourselves to Mary is to say, Mother, I am all yours. I want to be with you always, to belong to you completely, and to depend on you in everything. But someone might ask, why Mary? Why not consecrate yourself to Jesus or to the Holy Spirit? Well, because it's the Spirit's mission to enter our soul, to conceive Christ within us and form him in our lives. And the Spirit carries out this maternal mission through Mary. And she is the perfect human expression of the Spirit's action. The Book of Wisdom, chapter 8, says, she reaches mightily from one end of the earth to the other and orders all things well. In Mary, the Spirit's maternal and feminine care becomes visible and tangible. Giving ourselves to Mary, then, is the surest way of giving ourselves to the Spirit and to Jesus. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second meditation. Think of this. The very first act of the Son of God in coming to save us was to consecrate himself entirely to Mary, to give himself totally to her, to be a helpless embryo in her womb, a little child in her care. Could dependence go any deeper? So Jesus was the first to consecrate himself to Mary. And what did Mary do for him? In a word, everything. By the Spirit's power, Mary conceived him. She bore him, nourished and protected him, guided his first steps, prompted his first miracle at Cana, and remained with him at the cross. And what will the Holy Spirit and Mary do for us? In a word, everything. They give birth to the divine life in us at baptism. They protect and form us in the likeness of Christ. And they stand by us at the hour of death. As we pray, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. So if we want to imitate Jesus, where should we begin? By walking on water, raising the dead, preaching to the multitudes? Hardly. We begin the way he did, by entrusting ourselves totally to Mary, consecrating ourselves to her, becoming her little son or daughter. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation. Jesus was the first to consecrate himself to Mary. Do you know who was the second? Saint John. At the cross, we hear, seeing his mother and the disciple he loved standing near her, Jesus said to his mother, "Woman, this is your son." Then he said to the disciple, "This is your mother." In this moment, Jesus gave Mary as mother not only to John, but to every disciple, to every person in the world. Then the gospel adds, from that hour, the disciple took her into his own. Now, your English translation might say into his home. But the original Greek says eistā ideia, which means way more than physical accommodation. It suggests bringing Mary into the whole of one's life. No, more, into your soul. John welcomed Mary as his mother into his very soul, allowing her to form him in the likeness of Christ. St. John Paul II taught, the maternity of Mary is a gift that Christ makes to each person personally. Each must accept it personally. So by consecration, we take Mary into our lives, into our soul, as John did, and we begin to live as her children, under her maternal care. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. Once we invite Mary into the home of our soul, we must live in relationship with her in imitation of Jesus. That's what he did at Nazareth, and it's what John did after Calvary. They lived as the children of Mary, as she formed them. Now the saints counsel us to become more and more aware of the presence of Mary, and then live in a constant conversation with her. It's hard to remember that once we consecrate ourselves to Mary, she's not only with us. Because of her intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit, she is in our soul, forming Jesus there. But it's easy to forget. Yet we have these wonderful reminders. Every statue of Mary, every icon, every picture, every medal you see someone wearing, it serves as a reminder. She's present. She is with us. She cares. So whenever you see an image of Our Lady, speak to her. Ask for her guidance. Wait for her inspirations. Do what she tells you. But most of all, everything that you can't fix, solve, everything that seems impossible, consecrate to her, and she'll take care of it. Because living in dependence on Mary is really living in dependence on the Holy Spirit, for the Spirit does everything through her. Now, whatever we place in Mary's hands, she will take care of. So in this decade, entrust to her, consecrate to her, everything that weighs on your mind. But once you've given it to her, leave it there. Don't pull it back with endless worry, for worry steals from her care and piles the burden again on your shoulders. Place your troubles with Mary. Break free from the restless loop of thoughts. Do what you reasonably can and surrender the rest to her loving heart. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth meditation. So what will we give Mary on her birthday? The gift she wants most. Us. So let's consecrate our lives to her right now using the prayer of consecration to Mary by Blessed William Joseph Chaminade, the founder of the family of Mary. I will read the prayer of consecration and you can give your consent with the Amen at the end. O Mary, Virgin most faithful, you who believed the words of the angel and by your faith brought about the great mystery of the Incarnation, I give myself completely to you, my body and all its senses, my soul and all its powers, my whole being. I am yours, and everything I have belongs to you. Guard me as your child, guide me as your servant, and send me as your apostle. Help me to live with your faith and fidelity, to bring Jesus into the world as you did, and to remain always under your protection. Mother, I am all yours. Keep me always close to your Son. Amen.
Amen.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Isn't it great to be Catholic, Teresa, and to be able to celebrate today the birthday of Mary?
It is. You know, we're kind of lucky. We, obviously, two of the most Catholic holidays are also some of the biggest holidays in the world, considering Easter and Christmas. But it's kind of nice when you're a practicing Catholic. You kind of get a million bonus holidays, and they're all incredible and really worth celebrating.
But I think it's really important on this day to, wherever we're at, to let people know, hey, today is the birthday of Mary, and you know what? She's your mother as well.
Yeah.
Because Mary is not just the mother of Catholics. Mary's the spiritual mother of everyone that Jesus came to save, and he came to save everybody.
So maybe we should just celebrate very visibly so we can say, hey, do you want ice cream? It's our mother's birthday.
Actually,
we should go for a round of drinks. It's our mother's birthday.
Actually, that would be a fantastic way to evangelize. Say today, hey, whoever you're talking to, Catholic, non-Catholic, doesn't matter. Hey, it's our mother's birthday. I'll take you to lunch. I'll buy you coffee.
Mm-hmm.
I'll buy you a drink, whatever.
Worthy sacrifice.
Yeah.
I think that'd be fantastic, especially because who can say no to that? I mean, we make up so many random fake holidays. This is National Friend Day, and this is National Open a Door Day. And it's kind of worthwhile to just celebrate a real one.
Yeah, this is a great way to celebrate today. Take somebody out today, because it's our mother's birthday, everybody's mother's birthday. So are you going to buy me supper today?
Yeah, if you buy me supper. We can compete to who can rack up the biggest bill.
Whoever has the biggest bill, the other person has to buy.
I will promise you in advance that I, on Mary's birthday, will buy you supper. So, and myself.
What struck you about the meditation?
I think it's always that question of why go to Mary when we can go to Jesus Christ? And I think it's just the simple beauty of our faith is so relational, and God doesn't just ask us to abandon all of his other children, all of his creation, and love him directly. There's this relational love that is very necessary to our faith. Relationship with the saints, relationship with Mary. You really don't have love without relationship.
That's right.
And so all of it's just a really beautiful way of practicing that.
Very well said.
And it's not loving Jesus because you have love for his mother as well. It's like if, say I didn't know you, if I was like, oh, I just took your wife out to dinner, you wouldn't be like, but that's love you could have given to me. You'd be like, thank you. I love her too. Thank you for doing that.
Yeah, very well said. The Trinity is a family. And God wants to bring us all into his family, but he also wants to give us each a role.
Yeah.
St. Joseph is the foster father of the whole church. Mary's our spiritual mother. Jesus is our brother. We have all these older brothers and sisters in the saints and the angels. You ever think about that? The angels are our siblings. It's It's a whole family. And today, the whole family gets to celebrate our mother's birthday.
You better hold me to that. I'm going to buy you dinner.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.